Well, I have been praying the same prayer for nearly 25 years. Well, to be more accurate, I've been praying nearly the same prayer for 25 years. When I first prayed it, it went like this. In response to the love you have given us, God, we offer here what we have, what we do, and even more who we are for the sake of all people. This is the prayer my family prayed at the church we began visiting almost 25 years ago here in Denver, a church I would end up becoming the associate pastor of. It was the prayer we prayed every single week as we reflected on what it meant to offer back to God. And so when I started as the pastor at Highlands, I would remind you that good pastors borrow, great pastors steal. I brought it with. And it was an opportunity, though, when I began ministry here, to tweak it a little bit. I thought about that last phrase, for the sake of all people, and wanted to do something different with it. And so it has become, as we now say every single week, that our generosity might transform the world. I mean, while what we offer is for the sake of all people, I wanted to be even clearer of what God is doing through each of us when we offer what we have and what we do, and even more, who we are. You see, when we offer to God in this place, it doesn't just fund a staff position. It sits with someone in life's difficult moments. When we offer here, it doesn't just pay for building maintenance. It opens a door for a person in need. What you offer doesn't just buy supplies. It equips each and every one of us to live our values. It doesn't just keep the lights on. It offers hope to a weary and cynical world. When you offer to God in this place, the world transforms. God is at work in our world. Think about this. The very divine love and being that brought forth creation is at work through us, recreating each and every moment, transforming the world we know more into a kingdom of God's love. And it's happening here in our midst. And I don't just mean within the walls, in our midst, in day-to-day life. It is happening just as Christ proclaimed. The kingdom of God is upon your doorstep, Jesus says. It is here. It is now. That is what God is bringing forth through you. Now, yeah, there are some days, there are some moments when we might look around the world and ask, isn't it supposed to be better than this? And God hears that question. And God answers through the strength of community. When I ask that question, I see the answer is yes, it can and it will because of what God is doing through communities like ours. We are the change that we long to see. The arrival of God's love, acceptance, justice, and hope is ushered into the world through you, through this congregation. It's why when we talk about building a home where all belong, we say it's who we are at our best and what we strive for every day. Because this is a lot. But we try and we offer. We offer our best. And the list is worth revisiting. As a congregation, we house the homeless, and not in some nebulous way. Literally, there is a family living in our building as we speak. We feed the hungry. We do so regularly. We do so every single month. And as I mentioned, our parking lot will be filled with hundreds of teenagers providing Thanksgiving to hundreds and hundreds of families. We stand with the oppressed. We fight for change in systems of injustice, and we don't just look at a world that needs work. We're also willing to acknowledge and work on our own privilege and our own brokenness and complicity. We're active nurturing the growth of children. We make a witness and we do the work to care for creation and our environment. We spend time supporting the weary and the sick. We listen to and pray for each other. And this is just the short list. And I tell you, as God does all of those things through this place, In each and every one of them, we are also building relationship. We are coming to know ourselves better. We are asking the big questions. We are respecting the uncertainty and the doubt. And we are seeking to live like Jesus as we build a home where all belong. It's quite incredible, really. This congregation is working to put into action something that is written in the very fiber of our being as people. I truly believe that deep in the core of what it means to be human is a sense, a spark, an intuition, call it what you will, but an understanding that love, acceptance, justice, and hope resonate with the divine will of our Creator. The idea that when we feel loved, that when we see others accepted, that when we join together in seeking justice, when we are encouraged by hope, that in those moments the prayer has been fulfilled, that God's kingdom has come on earth as it is in heaven. That is what God is doing through you. And it's also why I sit in a tension between feeling honored and feeling humbled. When I consider what happens in this place because of you and your commitment to what God can do through us, I am both humbled and I am honored. I mean, isn't it an honor that God is transforming the world through us? Isn't it humbling that God is transforming the world through us? Building a home where all belong is a constant, every day, every moment striving. And it transforms our lives as much as it transforms the world. Just as we sang, whatever be our time here, we are changed our whole life long. Our idea of building a home where all belong comes from the scripture in Ephesians 2. In fact, if you're reading Ephesians 2 and you flip over to Ephesians 3, you'll find the apostle Paul is living in that same tension I mentioned, feeling so honored and so humbled at the same time. That space when one considers all that God is doing. Hear Paul's words. God can do anything, you know. Far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. God does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us. The divine presence deeply and gently working within. And so glory to God in the church and in Christ Jesus for all generations, forever and always. Amen. And as Paul writes and prays for all that God will do, this is a wonderful day to remind you that amen literally means, may it be so. God can do anything, you know. And God has chosen to do so in this time and in this place through us. Not exclusively for us, through us. God is at work in many places and in many ways. I will go as far to say that God is at work in all places and in all ways. But what God is doing here, through what we have and what we do, and even more who we are, what God is doing here is how we get to be a part of the transformation of the world. The world is a better place today because of what God has done in this place. And if we will continue to strive with all of our being to build a home where all belong, it will be a better place tomorrow than it is today. And I am so grateful. I am grateful that the world is being transformed, and I am grateful that we get to be a part of it, and I'm grateful we get to do so together because that is how we are transformed. We are better people today because of what God has done in this place. And if we will continue to strive with all of our being to build a home where all belong, we will be better people tomorrow than we are today. We are sharing in God's love for the world. We are sharing in God's love for each of us. We are sharing in something divine. And that, all of that, that sharing and that presence is rooted in gratitude. Like it says in our scripture today, God is not pushing us around, but working within us. Like we say in the prayer, It is in response to the love you have given us, God. We do not give so that we will receive. We offer what we have and what we do and even more who we are because we have already received God's love. The commitment we offer is not just a number. It's not just to facilitate the day-to-day ministry of Highlands United Methodist Church. It is a commitment to hold gratitude in our hearts for the transformation we are experiencing and participating in. So on this morning, we pray for what we know can be. And on this day, we hope for what we still can't see. All as an act of gratitude, because there is so much to be thankful for.
Some days we forget to look around us. Some days we can't see the joy that surrounds us. So caught up inside ourselves, we take when we should give. So for tonight we pray for what we know can be, and on this day we hope for what we still can't see. It's up to us to be the change. And even though we all can still do more, there's so much to be thankful for. Look beyond ourselves, there's so much sorrow. It's way too late to say, I'll cry tomorrow. Each of us must find our truth. It's so long overdue. So for tonight, we pray for what we know can be, and every day we hope for what we still can't see. It's up to us to be the change. And even though we all can still do more, there's so much to be thankful for. Even with our differences, there is a place we're all connected. Each of us can find each other's light. Tonight we pray for what we know can be, and on this day we hope for what we still can't see. It's up to us to be the change. And even though this world needs so much more, there's so much to be thankful for.
Amen.